This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have some breaking news that we brought you overnight and again this morning that sounds like is coming true within the next hour, related to the Trump administration's dealings with the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL Pipeline, I might add, which is kind of refreshing. We're going to tell you about that here in just a moment. And I want to start, however, with a word about a funeral that will happen today for a Rolett County Sheriff's deputy that was killed in the line of duty. Colt Eugene Allery, 29 years of age. Will be laid to rest 1 o'clock today at the Turtle Mountain Community College in Belcourt. And this is one of those stories that I hope causes you to pause a little bit and recognize the level of sacrifice we are afforded as citizens, as law-abiding citizens going about our days, by the men and women of law enforcement. And certainly that could extend to men and women of the armed forces as well, to the extent that they certainly defend freedom, and the front line of that often is law and order and members of law enforcement all throughout the state. And one of the great things about the state we call home is this kind of thing is thankfully rare. However, when it happens, it also becomes a bigger deal, which is okay, which is a good thing. And I think an opportunity for all of us to share a little bit in this grief. So we're thinking of a youngster that doesn't have a dad because of this level of sacrifice, because of someone that got up every day putting himself in harm's way to defend others. Was new at the sheriff's office there, but been a law enforcement officer for about 3 years. Previously been at the Rolla Police Department and also a tribal police officer for the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians as well. And you've heard the story, no doubt, already, but there was a call about a stolen vehicle last Wednesday, and law enforcement chased down the driver and high-speed chase. This is part of what they do. And authorities come upon the driver at a rural intersection, and shots are fired. And yeah, both the suspect and the deputy are dead at the scene. So a really sad ordeal. Governor Burgum will be at the funeral today. I talked to Governor Burgum last night. He was very consumed by what this family was going through. He talked to the fiance of the deputy, who told him a story about when the squad car came to tell the family of the death. The youngster thought, Dad's home, you know, and it just rips your heart out to hear stories like that. So our thoughts with the Allery family and all of law enforcement on a day when they've lost one of their own. Certainly keep them front and center in our thoughts and prayers today. And I hope all of us just remember, just take a little time to ponder that today, of how many people out there every day put themselves, they walk into the bullets, they walk into the bad. You know, most of us, we run from the bad. We run from the shots. We run from the danger. And they run into it. That's what they do every day. And I don't think it is possible to thank them enough, to honor them enough, to recognize that level of bravery enough. I really don't. Pretty extraordinary. One other thing on my mind today is the fact that, speaking of law enforcement and what they have endured the last 167 days of the eco-terrorist lawlessness at ground zero of the war on energy infrastructure, and that's Campbell, North Dakota, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, we have, thankfully, a new administration a few days in to taking the reins. And I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot to like. Mostly that it is very obvious this administration recognizes all the work they have to do to fix the mess of the last 8 years, and they're not doing the usual Washington, D.C. thing of just sort of saying, okay, you know, we'll get to this, and today this, and tomorrow that, and, you know. Normally an administration, even the Bush administration prior to the Obama administration, you know, it's about the message of the day, right? That's how they operate. All right, today's jobs. Today is energy. Today is, you know, national defense, whatever. Well, this administration has multiple messages every day. I mean, just today alone, the president's already met with representatives of the auto industry. And in 48 minutes, we're told we'll sit down at the Oval Office desk and sign two executive orders. We broke this news. Well, first of all, last Thursday, you may remember Congressman Kevin Cramer was on the program, and he said next week, as in now, the Trump administration will be dealing with this. It won't be weeks. It will be days. It will be very early first week action of the Trump administration. Then, last night we learned that the president would today sign these two executive orders. Now, I don't know exactly what these executive orders are going to say. I've been told what they're going to say is they're going to direct the agencies involved of both the Dakota Access and the Keystone XL pipeline to revisit the decisions. Now, Politico is reporting this morning something a little stronger than that, that the president actually will, in one swoop, undo what the Obama administration did. I don't know. We're going to find out. So there's no sense speculating anymore when we're 45 minutes away from the answer. Either way, it's a breath of fresh air. Now, what does that mean on the ground? First of all, I'm told, my sources tell me revisit is what's going to be signed. That will pave the way for the agencies to immediately open a review of these and within days, not weeks, reverse the decisions of the Obama administration. That's what I believe is going to happen. So that means literally within days, you're going to have those decisions undone. And in the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the permit granted and work beginning. You assume, since very early on, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe lawyered up with Earth Justice to bring in a legal team on this, that they would file some kind of temporary restraining order. But that, you know, we've seen that movie before, and that rope-a-dope has happened. And quite honestly, the court has sided more with the Dakota Access Pipeline than they have with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe or Earth Justice or anybody else. They've just had the ally of the administration undoing what the judge is doing. That is gone now. So I think you'll see work very quickly. I have a number of state sources that are concerned about work commencing and the Trump administration undoing the Obama administration work on this without an answer to the request for more federal law enforcement. And that's understandable. So my hope is this decision today by the Trump administration is revisit this and revisit this at the agency level coincides with answering and approving the request for additional law enforcement sources so that the peace can be kept and we can put up the necessary roadblocks and stop the lawlessness from spiraling out of control as it did last time. We have the added benefit, obviously, of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe finally, after 160-some-odd days coming to their senses and telling the eco-terrorists, the lawless agitators, to leave and to not come back. So there is that dynamic as well. All of this, to me, is really good news. Did a Facebook Live video on this, answering some questions for the morning shows this morning, both in Fargo on our AM 1100 The Flag and also with Phil Parker on 550 K-Fire. And some great questions came up from the audience. I want to share a few of those. But one of those said, you know, who's going to ultimately pay the price for this? And specifically brought up George Soros. And I have a thought on that that I want to run by you related to us, the grassroots people of this great state taking this action back. So we'll do that when we come back and also take any more of your calls. If you have questions or comments on any of the topics on my mind, one, the funeral today for a law enforcement officer in North Dakota, a good reminder of what law enforcement does for us, and then two, what's happening at the White House today related to these pipeline projects. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Time for another conversation with Carson Wentz, a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 customer.
And you picked out a Hot Spring Spa specifically after that time at the showroom. Tell us about the one you picked out and why you chose that one.
I chose the Grandee NXT, I believe it's called. And for me, it was just, you know, I knew I'd have friends and family out here visiting and you name it. I just figured I needed a large one. And this one just had all the features, all the bells and whistles. And it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It's pretty cool. It's about as powerful as a hot tub I've ever been in. And, you know, it really helps me to recover. And it's just fun to sit in and be with friends and family as well.
What other products did you choose? The trouble I have going into hot spring spas is, you know, that you obviously look at the hot tubs and you pick them and then you look around. And I mean, game tables and patio furniture and everything else, and you're just going, I want one of those, but tell us what else you picked out.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing. I got pretty much a full game room from them with a pool table, a dartboard, shuffleboard, and even a big buck hunter video game, as well as some patio furniture and one of those table fire pits. So I kind of went big there, and it's been really cool. You know, for me, the game room is probably my favorite. The things you can do in the game room, it's pretty cool, and so I got very fortunate. I got a nice Bison logo on the pool table and everything and on the shuffleboard, so it's pretty cool.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Come on in. They're in Minot on Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. In Bismarck in front of Sam's Club. In Grand Forks in front of Kmart on South Washington. And on 13th Avenue South West Fargo next to Spitfire.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Anything on your mind, lay it on us today on the program. 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's the toll-free telephone number. 701-226-8503. You can also text me at 701-367-3. 2054. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd Starnes will be here in a moment. Todd is the host of Fox News and commentary, and really love his commentaries. It's a nice job. He's written a new book called The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. Looking forward to chatting with him about that. And also, we're trying to track down Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is not scheduled to join us this week for the Talk Radio Town Hall because they have a retreat with President Trump, Vice President Pence, on Wednesday. So I think he was scheduled to be Thursday now or something, right? So he won't be tomorrow. We're trying to track him down today once we get official word that the president has signed the executive orders on Dakota Access. But I think he's scheduled for some hearings. We asked, is he at the White House? I mean, do they have people there when they do this? We don't know an answer yet, so we're checking that out. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View with Chris Berg that you watch on KX4 and West Dakota Fox. And also another one of our chats with Mark Wagner, owner of North Dakota State Services, who those have been really interesting, just talking about very important decisions related to trusts and getting some questions about planning, businesses, succession, you know, avoiding all the, you know, the ick of a challenging time in people's lives. So look forward to that with Mark coming up here in just a little bit. We are brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. You'll get no better sleep from any other pillow than you get from MyPillow. It simply is the best. And for a few more days, through the end of January, our friend Mike Lindell has said, go ahead, do the four for deal. This is the two standard queen MyPillow premiums and two go-anywhere pillows for $99.98. That's like $170 in savings. So I've been talking about that for a while, but it's a good time. Now, some people come to me and say, I hear you and Todd talk about your pillows, and I know you really love them. What makes it so different from any pillow out there? I don't know how you answer that, Todd, but I say, well, it adjusts to me. That's why it's like custom for everybody. I mean, it has this really unique, patented way of adjusting to your exact individual needs. So however you sleep, it you know, adjusts to you.
After my dog's stolen it, I got to kind of move it back again, but, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You didn't order your dog one for Christmas?
I know, big mistake, right?
Yeah. 10-year warranty. So there's no risk on this, baby. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. 69 money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. So it's a good deal. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay? To the calls we go on What's on Your Mind. Bob in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yes. Law enforcement, people need to realize every time a law enforcement officer gets killed anywhere, it's just a little piece of a civilized society that's lost. That's the one last barrier between anarchy and the civilized society.
Good point.
And, you know, law enforcement have always sacrificed lives to protect everybody. And what kind of kicked this off, I think, this increase in the killing of law enforcement officers, if you remember, was at Georgetown University. I don't know if it was Georgetown or not, but the officer caught somebody trying to jimmy a door. It happened to be a professor at the university. He got stupid with the law enforcement officer, and it went downhill. Now, that law enforcement officer is doing exactly what he should be doing. He's proactive. You see something wrong that doesn't look right, you question it. You had a professor that should know better and should know what the right reaction to that is, and that didn't happen. And then you have a president that says this was just stupid. That green-lighted a lot of things. And then you have Ferguson and a weak response from the president. And a lie was told that was portrayed as right, that was portrayed as true. And this just really kicked it off.
Yeah. By the way, you're talking about Harvard University professor Henry Louis Gates. It was actually at Harvard, but same point. And that was July of 2009. when that happens. So months into the Obama administration, and you are right, President Obama saying, well, I don't know all the facts, but then goes right into talking about how race, you know, might have played a role. And it's fair to say I'd have been pretty angry, and the cops acted, here's what he said, stupidly. In arresting somebody when there was already proof they were in their own home. So that started it all. You're exactly right. That from there was you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing and this disregard and this you know, angst towards law enforcement. Very good point, Bob.
The other thing is when the Justice Department steps in, you know, they gather data, and that data is not true and correct. All anybody has to do is initiate a claim of excessive force, and that is collected in the data, and that is used against law enforcement. It doesn't matter if it's justified or not, and I can tell you it is a fact that criminals will always accuse officers without anything to back it up. It happens all the time. And one other point, you talked about Standing Rock. Did I hear this right at one point that the chairman of the Standing Rock tribe had mentioned that he's thinking of forming their own energy commission to oversee projects? And did he not say that it's not said that a pipeline won't cross the reservation? Did I hear that right or wrong?
Yeah, I missed the last part of that. Did he say what, are you suggesting?
That a pipeline may end up crossing the reservation. He didn't rule out that a pipeline will never cross the reservation.
No, I
said something
I didn't.
To the effect that, you know, it's not said that we won't have a pipeline crossing our reservation.
Yeah, well, there's been so many different things said and so many wink, wink, nod, nod on deals. Who knows? I think this has all been deal making from day one. Honestly, it's corrupt. It's unfortunate. It's very hard to one thing said publicly and another privately. I haven't heard what you've said, but nothing would surprise me for sure, Bob. Good points. Going to keep moving here. John and Wadena, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say that Washington, D.C., has a law that says you can't wear a mask at a protest. Now, they don't enforce it, but they do have a law that like that. Why not pass a law that says that you, if you wear a mask at a protest or at a demonstration, that you will be arrested, you will have your picture taken, you will be fingerprinted, and you will be held for 12 hours after the protest or the demonstration ceases. Now, if you watch what's going on, the people that are smashing windows, the people that are burning cars, and the people that are causing most of the problems, they got their faces covered.
Yeah, they sure do, John. All good points on your part. Appreciate the call. There is a legislation on the face mask issue in the North Dakota legislature. We're due for an update on that, Rev. Let's add that to our list to find out all the things being done to address Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Thanks, John. More coming up.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's your flavor? Is it E85? Is it E10, E15, E20 at some locations? PetroServe USA, the folks that help connect America's, well, they help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Simple as that. Helping you fuel better. That's right. PetroServe USA. And they have the great deal all day, every day, the 4 for $4 hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, yours for $4. All four of those items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Bismarck Mandan right there in the shadow of the Capitol, State Capitol in Bismarck. You head eastward on I-94, you'll find them in Valley City and Castleton, up in Arthur and Grafton and now Grand Forks. The Valley Dairy Families, part of PetroServe USA, and of course Fargo and Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, Bemidji, Wahpeton, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. So I was saying earlier that when we were sharing the news that we learned late last night that President Trump, in a few hours, will sign two executive orders related to energy infrastructure, specifically the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL Pipeline. I had a number of comments from folks who are watching our Facebook Live reporting on this, and somebody suggested we do something about George Soros. And it prompted a little commentary, which I have on my Facebook page, but I want to talk a little bit about with our next guest here. So George Soros, we understand, has ties to 50 of the groups that were part of the women's protest this past weekend. And, of course, we have the same thing with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in the way of connections to George Soros, Democracy Now!, some of these large groups, Keep It in the Ground. These are not grassroots groups, folks. This isn't about Native Americans concerned about water. This isn't somebody concerned about treaty rights. These are eco-terrorists that want to disrupt our energy infrastructure and the construction of it. Keep It in the Ground is a Neanderthal idea of energy in this country, where no plane leaves the ground, where you can't drive a car. That's what they think of fossil fuels. Now, people like George Soros are behind that because they can make a lot of money manipulating that. All right? That's fine and good to the extent it's lawful. In the case of Dakota Access Pipeline, you have 167 days of complete and total lawlessness. You have members of our law enforcement diverted from law enforcement needs in all of our communities to protect against people that are being funded by folks like George Soros. In my mind, that requires action by us, the deplorables, the grassroots folks. I don't want to wait for some company to do it. I don't want to wait for some government to do it. I want us to do it. I want us to get to the bottom of it and sue to make sure it never happens again. Literally, I don't know. I'm no lawyer, but I some class action suit that says, wait a minute, who paid these people? Who provided the funding for it? You know, follow the money on GoFundMe, because they use that as a shadow way to get their dollars in. And you cannot do this to a state. You cannot do this to law enforcement. You cannot do this to farmers and ranchers. You cannot do this. Lawfully protest all you want. Use the First Amendment to the nth degree. But when you get to the point of blocking roads and school buses and, you know, firing weapons at law enforcement and improvised explosive devices, it must stop, in my view. I want to find out if our next guest feels like I'm right or wrong. 800-228-0550, if you'd like to talk to him, too. The host of Fox News and Commentary, the author of a new book that's coming in a matter of days, The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again, Todd Starnes is back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you this morning.
And I want to say this about Todd. He was very gracious in greeting the group we had in New York City for a little visit to see our Fox and Friends friends back in early December. And then I was with another group at the wonderful Christian inaugural gala on Thursday night, the night before the big inaugural of Donald Trump. And who was the MC other than Todd Starnes? So good to see you once again.
You know,
sure.
It was interesting. By the way, great-looking group you had there from North Dakota.
You know, so I was the only one without a tux. I didn't get the memo on the tux, but the rest of them were good-looking. I'll give you that for sure.
And I was really impressed that we were drinking not only Israeli wine, but we were also drinking Donald Trump wine.
And I'm ashamed to say I didn't even notice that. Todd pointed that out, and I thought that was pretty darn cool. That was they thought of everything, didn't they?
It was a great night, and it was really a great couple of days in our nation's capital as people from all over the country came together. This great big basket of deplorables to celebrate Donald Trump's inauguration.
And your book is amply titled for the times, The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again, because, you know, number one, the deplorables, we should remind everybody, is what we were called by Hillary Clinton. I mean, that is what the establishment, the political elites, the Democrats think of us unwashed citizens who, rolled up their sleeves and took their country back in this last election, isn't it?
Scott, this was just a narrative that was created by President Obama way back in 2007 when he talked about people who cling to their guns and their religion, and he called us bitter Americans. And I wrote about that in my last book, and so we decided to just move forward with that, this idea that that there are a lot of folks here in America, a lot of folks in the Dakotas, who are proud to call themselves gun-toting, Bible-clinging, flag-waving, deplorable Americans. And we're not bitter. We consider ourselves to be blessed.
Absolutely. So what do we do with this in your mind? The fact that the deplorables have right-sized this ship, and we're seeing some incredible action as a result of that, just in the opening days, a dizzying amount of things that are happening. Shock of all shocks, just like what was promised during the campaign. Where do we take this? Where do we go from here? What do you think of my idea to say, you know what, George Soros, we're coming for you next, right? I mean, and we're gonna take all of this stuff on head on, not wait for any government to do it or, you know, any other aggrieved party. Just do it from the grassroots. Does that make sense?
Scott, it does, and that really is the thesis of The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again. This is a handbook for American patriots so that we can make America great again in our own towns, in our neighborhoods, our communities, in our churches, and our schools. You know, I was a couple of years ago, I had a chance to visit President Reagan's ranch just outside of Santa Barbara. And I was reflecting, I was working on this book, and I remember back to the promise that Reagan made that he was going to bring mourning back to America, and he did. But the problem was conservatives, they thought the battle had been won. They thought the war was over, and so we just sat back on our laurels and we relaxed, we rested. And look what happened. And just a few years later, we had Read My Lips, and then a decade later, we had a community organizer in the Oval Office. So I wrote this book to make sure that doesn't happen again. We've been given another chance. I hope people can appreciate how close we came to losing everything, losing the Supreme Court, losing the culture, losing the country. But we've been given a second chance, and so we've got to step up, and we're going to have to fight for our freedom. And Scott, I want to say this, and I don't mean to be, I don't mean for this to be a hyperbole, but I'm very alarmed at what I'm seeing in the early days of this administration. The amount of vitriol coming not just from the activists, but coming from Democrats and the mainstream media. And I believe that we are going to see a concerted effort to try to take down this president, and that should disturb all of us.
Absolutely. No, very good point. And you talk about in the book how change, you know, is underway at the White House, and it's starting there, but it finishes at our houses. And that's the difference here. That's the that's the important message that you're delivering. How will you know it's being received? What are the signs that we're getting it? What do you suggest we all do?
Well, after every chapter, we provide what I call marching orders, very practical things that folks can do. For example, we know that the Boy Scouts have been corrupted by the culture. So there's a new organization called Trail Life USA out there. They, over 30,000 kids have joined Trail Life in the past 3 years. So it's one thing to complain about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, but what are we going to do? Well, we have other groups out there, other organizations, for example, that can help raise up that next generation of American patriots. The book is also a fun read. You know, folks who listen to my commentaries know I have a quirky sense of humor, certainly flavored with my Southern upbringing, and so we flavor the book with that as well. One of my favorite chapters, by the way, Scott, is it addresses the issue of culture creep. I don't know if you guys are suffering from this up in North Dakota, but we're starting to see some of the Yankee Northern influence in the Southern states, and so I've got a chapter called Baptist Biscuits and Bare Naked Tree Huggers.
There's a mouthful for you.
All right, I'm going to buy the book now.
By the way, I think a few of them were at that protest on Saturday in Washington, D.C.
Sweet Lord. Fellas, let me tell you something. Go make me a sandwich. I don't know who that was. These ladies out there, the feminists, I actually left. I evacuated the nation's capital before the thundering herd of feminists arrived.
Yeah, and I'm not sure "ladies" is the correct term. At least, you know, if
I use that term loosely, gentlemen.
If your term "ladies" is in down south is the same way we use it here in the heartland of America. Here, I don't. My favorite meme so far. So, one about
the
purple hair.
If you've ever
seen
a thundering herd of women in Birkenstocks coming at you, that'll put the fear of God in you.
With the worst potty mouths of anything I've ever seen in my life, and some vulgar signs and costumes, and, you know, I part of me sees that and says, please keep it up. I don't know how one person is drawn into that vortex to think, yeah, that's I want to be part of that movement, right? I mean, that ultimately just helps our cause, I think, don't you?
You know, I think it does too. You know, you guys may have seen the viral video of the crazy lady on the airplane who went after the Trump supporter,
yeah.
Who is actually from Montana. And so I actually interviewed that guy yesterday, and just a great salt of the earth kind of a guy. He flew out to be there for the inauguration, and this lady just harangues him on this airplane. But what really impressed me about that entire altercation is the guy just kept his cool.
He was
just as calm, cool, collected.
She was vile, and then when she gets called on it, she's like, well, my husband just lost his mother. Well, I'm thinking, well, then what are you worried about yelling at this guy about Donald Trump for crying out loud? Worry about taking care of your husband. No, that was a beauty. Todd Starnes, the book is The Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again. Get it, folks. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
You to keep the family of Rolette County Sheriff Deputy Colt Allery in your thoughts and prayers today. The funeral is today, and it is obviously a difficult time for that agency and for law enforcement in general all throughout the state. The sheriff there in Rolette County said of the deputy, he was a young deputy, full of spunk. He was very cheerful and happy all the time. He's going to be missed by a lot of the deputies and other law enforcement who knew him because he always brought cheer and happiness into that group. And been on the force, actually, for the sheriff's department in Rolette County just for a couple of months, 29 years of age. but well-known in the area because he'd worked previously as a corrections officer, dispatcher, also police officer in Rolla, tribal police officer of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians as well, which he was a member of. So, fiance, young son, keep him in your thoughts and prayers, and all of the law enforcement as well. After a tragic situation last week, shot in the line of duty, intersection of Bureau of Indian Affairs Road 7 and 89th Street, about 8 miles south of Belcourt last week. We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Zach in southwestern North Dakota, next to weigh in on the news of the day. What's on your mind, Zach?
I wanted to talk about that, the private property house bill you were talking about yesterday. I didn't get the time to get on with you.
Yes, talking about the, related to the posting of the land. And go ahead.
Yes,
I'm trying to remember the bill number. I can't remember. It's Senate bill something or another, but I know which one you're talking about.
2555 or something like that. Anyway, I'm a farmer rancher out in the southwest part of the state, and it really rubs me the wrong way, but that comment the guy made yesterday about he appreciates my effort to hunters, it's a no-brainer, like you said. I don't understand how they have more rights to my land than I do. Why is it my obligation, my time, my checkbook, that I have to be out there and post all my land every year? I don't understand it.
I know this, when the Farm Bureau and Farmers Union are on the same page, when the Stockman's Association are on board with the independent beef producers, you see enough, common sense there coalescing around this with groups that sometimes are on differing sides. It says to me, private property rights are properly defended here, and, so I think it makes good sense. I'm willing to listen to anybody on it, and it was obvious from yesterday's conversation we need to do some more on it to have the folks on each side of it. But I hear you, Zach. I hear you loud and clear.
Can I make a couple more comments quick here?
Sure, real quick.
He said that he can't find out whose land it is or whatever. They have this thing called a plots directory that's free, and you can, if you know how to read an atlas, you can figure out whose land it is in 2 seconds. And then my last point is, I have 10,000 acres of land out here. Do you know how much money that costs me that I have to legally post with my time's money and signs are money? I have to do that every year just so that people know it's my land so they can't get on, or they have to ask me. And it's abused horribly by out-of-staters. I'll let people on, but it's just horrible how bad we're abused.
Zach, I'm glad you called. Call again and appreciate it. And I agree. To me, I mean, the onus is on the hunter. Make friends with Zach. Get to know Zach. Establish a relationship. Find out whose land it is. Have a conversation with him, preferably eyeball to eyeball, but otherwise, get on the phone. It makes good sense. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it. Troy's on the line from CNC Farms of Donnybrook, and Troy and I get to talk ag issues and seed every now and then because they're a registered and certified seed dealer, priding themselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed, forged barley and oats, and oats, millet, 4010 forged peas, forged mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas. You getting the idea here? Green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and more. They do it. CCSeedFarm.com to find out more. I'll give you a number in a minute. Hey, Troy, how are you?
Hey, not too bad.
I wanted
got a little cold going here, so my voice is a little rough.
Yeah, sound just fine to me. We had a listener that wanted me to ask you about forage crops for cattle. And next time you have Troy on, ask him about it. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, maybe we'll just touch on like one type today because there's a variety of different ways you can look at certain ones, or you can do blends for different reasons, for environmental or for feed ration issues. Say like a forage barley compared to a regular barley, this would be designed to tiller, so you'd get a lot more material. That's what they're designed for. Your traditional seed grain types, they're going to get up there and produce more seed. The types that we have the finer leaf material, so they're more palatable, higher protein count. Like this barley, it's a two-row, it's onless, so it does not have the beards to bother the cattle, with their tongues and their throats and such. You can also go with some of the oats. They each have their own characteristics there for tonnage, for nutritional value. Things that we can help you with is timing of when to cut it if you're looking for the highest nutrient value, or a combination of the tonnage and nutrient value, or if you want to push it out a little more just to get more tonnage.
Fantastic. You found out what you needed to know there, folks, on the Forage Crops, and there's more to know. Give Troy and the team a call at CNC Farm, 701-482-765. You're registered and certified seed dealer in Donnybrook and online at ccseedfarm.com. Thanks, Troy. Good chatting with you, as always.
Take care.
You as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.